Hey there, ladies and gents. This is Chris Lester from the Metamore City podcast at www.metamorcity.com. And you're listening to Buffy Between the Lines.
Welcome to the Reading Room, Sunnydale's finest home for books and comics. I'm sorry, sir, but the store is closing in 5 minutes. Perhaps you can come back tomorrow?
Thank you, but I really can't come back during your normal hours. I know exactly what I want. It won't take too long.
Okay. Can I help you find it?
I'm looking for something thick.
Thick?
Yes, and manly. Possibly intimidating.
Oh, yes. I see. You're trying to impress a lady.
You could say that.
I have just the thing. Come this way. I think I have the perfect book for you. It's called Infected. It's from a very famous podcast novelist. Do you listen to podcasts?
Oh, yes. I love new media. I'm a blogger myself.
Oh, nice. You have to give me the website address. I love reading blogs. Oh, here we are.
Looks big enough. Kind of a creepy eye on the front cover.
I'm glad you approve. Now if we can just go to the front and I can ring you up.
Actually, I had something else in mind. Honey, I'm home.
Welcome home, O revered one. Did you get the item you desired?
I did, and some shopkeeper. She was mighty tasty. Here, I'll show you the book in question. Ah, here it is.
You made other purchases.
Well, I figured while I was there, I may as well pick up some things for my boys. Can you believe Justin and Zach have never read Dracula?
No, not at all, your benevolent one.
Well, what do you think?
By Scott Sigler. Does this book fit your requirements, oh deliciously dark one?
Quite. The last element of my scheme to get the Babylon candle we need. With the candle, we should be able to find the precise location for the ceremony.
Wonderful!
If all goes according to plan, in a couple of weeks we will finally have everything we need to destroy California. Always sounds so much more dramatic on television.
Probably because they have thunder and lightning, O forever young looking
one. Oh, true. That's the problem with being in Sunnydale, Jinx. I think my next evil plan will be in Seattle. More rain. I have a few hours. Maybe I'll start reading this.
Buffy Between the Lines will be back after this brief message.
Beneath the streets of San Francisco, they are waiting, hoping you stay out a bit too late, to drink a bit too much, and stumble home alone. If fortune smiles upon you, they kill you where you stand. But if you're unlucky, they drag you down into the tunnels to meet their queen. Nocturnal is a free podcast-only audiobook from Scott Sigler, the creator of the sci-fi thriller Earthcore and the number one best-selling horror novel, Ancestor. Go ahead, get your scare on at scottsigler.net. and look for Scott's major hardcover release, Infected. Available from Crown Publishing, April 1st, 2008.
Welcome back to Buffy Between the Lines.
Mama, why are we here?
Rosalind, I've explained this many times. We are here to pay respect to your Aunt Jana.
This place gives me the creeps, Mama. We should return home.
You are too used to staying in one place. That is not our way.
Yes, our way. Please, Mama, no more lectures.
You dismiss the old ways too readily, Rosalind. That is not how I taught you.
Maybe I do, Mama. But they've brought nothing but pain and suffering to our people.
Who is that?
Just me. I'm sorry. I couldn't help but notice your fire. I seem to be lost.
Continue on your way. We do not invite strangers in.
Come now, Mama. Is that any way to treat someone who is lost? Come closer. We would be happy to help you find your way.
Why, thank you. I am trying to find my way back to Sunnydale. Do you know the way?
Yes, it's not too far. I'm not sure how you got lost.
Maybe I was called by your beauty.
You're too kind, mister.
Please, call me Javert.
Javert.
The place you seek is back on the trail. You should hurry back. All types of evil out at this time of night.
Is that so?
Yes. Sunnydale attracts many things of darkness.
I guess that's why the property values are down.
Oh, are you looking for a home?
Possibly, but I like the freedom of traveling, not being tied to one place or one person for too long.
Sounds romantic.
Oh, it is. There's so much I could show you. The world is a wonderful place.
I'd love to see the world through your eyes.
Come closer.
Yes. Is this close enough?
Ow!
Perfect!
You're hurting my arm!
Let her go! You evil thing!
Give me the candle, old woman, or I'll have a fine feast.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you don't?
Mama, give him what he wants, please.
Yes. Give me what I want.
Okay. Just don't hurt her. Here. This is the only one I have left. The rest are just plain candles. Please, don't hurt her.
Thank you. Isn't it pretty? All nice and black.
Please, let her go.
You really shouldn't go out at night all alone, ladies. All sorts of evil in these woods. Things that enjoy tasty young things.
No, I gave you what you wanted.
That you did. Your daughter was absolutely delicious. That's two good meals I've had tonight. I'm quite full.
You do not realize what you are doing. When my people find out...
It's a shame no one will find your bodies out here in the middle of the woods.
What do you have there?
A really great book. I'm sure it'll make a distinct impression.
No!
Well, that went well. This blood is never going to come out. I might have to pick up an extra copy to finish it off. Need to find out what happens with the chicken scissors. Wonder if they have it on Amazon.
They tap into your bloodstream like tiny little vampires. They hack into your nervous system like you were a walking computer network built just for them. They flood your body with chemicals that cause fear, paranoia, and psychotic rage. It's a disease that thinks. It's a disease that talks. And if you're lucky, you die before it becomes a disease that walks. On April Fool's Day, experience the horror thriller novel, Infected, the major hardcover release from number one bestselling author, Scott Sigler, creator of the free podcast novels, Earthcore, Ancestor, and Nocturnal. Available April 1st, online and in bookstores everywhere. Free audio chapters of Infected are available at scottsigler.com and infectednovel.com. The disease kills you slowly if the cure doesn't kill you first.
Thank you. This episode is a production of Between the Lines Studios and was produced by Tabitha Grace Smith and Kim Butler. Original music for this episode is by Austin Wintry. Visit him at austinwintry.com. Theme song for Buffy Between the Lines by the band Beatnik Turtle. Visit them at beatnikturtle.com. End credit music is Stark Love by the band Mercy Machine, brought to you by magnatune.com. Visit the band's website at mercymachine.com. Additional music credits can be found at our website, buffybetweenthelines.com. This episode was written and edited by Tabitha Grace Smith. Our cast for this episode consists of Mokan as the bookstore lady, Paul Mackey as Javert, Kinsey as Jinx, Rachel Russo as Rosalind, the younger gypsy, Sage Turtle as Time, the mother gypsy, and in credits by Athena Muse. Sound effects courtesy of Free Sound Project. For more information, please visit our credits page at buffybetweenthelines.com. Additional sound effects were created by Nick Edwards, Laura, Rachel, Clay, and Kim. All characters from Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel are copyrighted by Joss Whedon, Mutant Enemy, Fox, and their respective copyright owners. This podcast is purely for entertainment and parody purposes. Buffy Between the Lines is a combined international effort and is not affiliated in any way with Joss Whedon. Stay tuned for our next episode. If you have any questions or comments, you can email us at buffybetweenthelines@gmail.com or our voicemail line, 206-495-6560. Your long-distance charges may apply. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review at iTunes, Podcast Pickle, or Podcast Alley. The producers are huge fans of Scott Sigler, and Sigler is a huge fan of Buffy Between the Lines. We would like to encourage all of our listeners to buy Infected on April 1st. You can order it on Amazon.com or at your local bookstore. Let's support a fellow podcaster and let mainstream media know how much you enjoy podcasts.
Grr.
Gah.
Yay, me.
The last element of my scheme to get the Babylon candle we need. With the candle, we should be able to find the precise location for the Again.
You'll have to give me the web address. Oh, nice.
We can't afford food. All right, here goes. Welcome to the reading... Oh, that's the bookstore lady. I'm not the bookstore lady.
Feed us! We're hungry! Feed us! Feed us now!